Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. Later in the show, you'll hear the Nick Sirianni interview with Joe and John and Ross Tucker as we get his first thought on the Eagles and the Packers Sunday at 425. Plus, even more mounting evidence against Hugh Douglas in his quest to keep his beard the color it is today. Good morning, you.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who has a lot of stuff going on in their life, tumultuous stuff, but still find a way to go to work every day and keep their head up.
You know
Shout-out to all them folks.
You got to put your head in the sand and go
keep
to work.
Going, keep it moving.
Keep grinding.
Keep moving.
Keep grinding. And for the Eagles, hopefully they'll be able to grind on Sunday a victory out with their starting quarterback. But, Hugh, I have to I don't want to hit the panic button. I don't want to sound an alarm.
But
I'm concerned. All right, so Jalen Hurts still has not cleared concussion protocol. And before everyone yells at me, I know they haven't had practice yet this week. That's tomorrow at 2 o'clock. But we sit here today, and we are, 5 days away from a playoff game. Jalen Hurts had a concussion in the game week 16 against the Washington Commanders on December 22nd. Okay, so since then, we've had the full week of Christmas go by, the full week of New Year's go by. He hasn't practiced. He has a clear concussion protocol. And I'm concerned for a couple reasons here, Hugh, as the week starts. One, there's obviously the concern he won't get through it. I don't know. You don't know. Let's cross our fingers and let's
hope for the best.
Hope for the best. He probably will clear through before this weekend. Okay. That's one element of the concern, and I can understand why maybe people don't want to get too caught up in that yet. But the other part, Hugh, of the concern is, he's lost the last 2 weeks of reps of practice. I mean, that's a fact, right?
That's rust.
There's going to be rust.
Yeah.
And we have a playoff game against a team I believe the Eagles are better than. They should beat. They're favored to beat. All that. But in a playoff game against a good team, and Green Bay is good, you need a quarter and a half to knock that rust off. All of a sudden, this game might be closer than we want it to be. Hugh, I have concern over this Hurts situation. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned with the Hurts concussion situation, both he's not cleared yet and rust building up from 2 weeks of nothing?
No. And let me tell you why, Joe. I'm going to simplify this, and I know a lot of people are going to ask me to explain myself.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm not concerned because it's Tuesday. Nothing's happening on Tuesday. Everybody's probably, just relaxing at home. No, or off day. Today's an off day. So there's no work that needs to be done. Now, with that being said, tomorrow when they come to work, there might be a little bit of concern if Jalen's not practicing. But that's not even to the level of panic because we got Kenny Two Gloves. And what I mean by that is this. I feel like with everything that's going on right now with the Green Bay Packers, they're dealing with some injury stuff over there and things of that nature. If we had to go into a game with Kenny Two Gloves, I feel confident that we can still get the job.
Ooh, oh, boy. I mean, Hugh, you might be right on that. That's not a world I want to live in on
Sunday.
No, I
know. It's not like, Joe, it's not where I want to be. I'm not going to lie to you. I sat here and I waxed poetic about Tanner McKee playing well last night. Had a chance to talk to him last night on the Players Lounge and everything. I think he's a really smart guy. I said it once. I said it again. I think he's the future. But if we had to go into this playoff game against the Green Bay Packers, given everything that we've seen with the Packers, and no, I still feel confident if Jalen doesn't play that we could get the job done.
Man, oh, man. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned over the Hurts situation? He is not yet through protocol. And so some of this that is just the way the schedule works, right? Like you said, they'll have practice tomorrow. That'll be our next opportunity to figure out, is he cleared? Is he at least out there limited, in a capacity that way? And they haven't had practice. Obviously, the game was Sunday and yesterday and all that. So he hasn't had a chance to get back out there. But what I think that is failing to represent is last week he didn't clear. I mean, we're 2 weeks through this concussion. He didn't clear last week. Whether or not they were going to play him last week is not even germane to it. I mean, they probably weren't going to play him anyway because they rested everyone. But So he didn't clear, though. Like, if he cleared last week, he could have been out there in practice. He could have thrown the football around. So that's one element. The other one that has me, you know, just like, I keep thinking about this potential rust. We're going to enter the game on Sunday. Hugh, he's going to have thrown four passes in the last 4 weeks, right? He threw four passes against the Commanders, and he was knocked out. Then he missed the Cowboys game. He missed the Dallas game, obviously. And now we're going to go to this game. It's going to be 4 weeks from the game he played against the Steelers, his best game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
From that day, we walked in here that Monday. Imagine if I told you over the next month he's going to throw four passes before a playoff game. You'd say, huh?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
And the reason, let me give you a little bit of insight, because I know people are talking about why, well, you should be concerned because Jalen's not playing. Jalen is our best chance to win. Let me say that first. He's our starting quarterback. And I'm not trying to slight him by saying that I am not concerned about him playing against the Green Bay Packers. I'm not doing that. But what I am saying is this. I've always said for the last few weeks that our best asset right now, especially in December, January, is our running game. Our running back is rested. I know that we're still a little bit upset about the fact that he didn't go for the rushing title and
very
all that
upset.
good stuff, but he's rested. And I am confident that even if Jalen was out there, and if he was rusty, that we're going to give them a heavy dose of Saquon Barkley because there are other milestones that he can accomplish in this playoff run, if you will. So I'm not worried about that. And I feel like with the injuries that the Green Bay Packers are suffering from, the fact that their defense is not that great against the run, I feel like we are in a really good situation, and they have to come here. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy game. Please do not think that I'm saying that about this matchup. But I'm confident in the fact that we have a well-rested team because we had a bye week. They didn't. They're limping into Philadelphia. So I look at this as a game where the Eagles should win.
I agree with you. Let me say it this way. If the Eagles are at their best Sunday, and that includes their starting quarterback, Jalen Hurts, and they come out and they look like a team off a bye, right? They come out looking rested and looking fresh. I think they're going to win this game, and they could end up winning it by margin. I mean, I think they're better, and they have that week of rest. Like, mm-hmm. they have the right formula to win this game. But I'm also, like, I'm not sleeping on the Packers. They did win 11 games.
Yeah, and if
we let them hang around because we have a rusty quarterback, all of a sudden it's like, oh, really? We got a game in the fourth quarter. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday as he continues to be asked about Jalen Hurts and protocol. And why is Jalen Hurts still in it? Here's Sirianni.
Okay, I'll ask the Jalen question today. As you put the game plan together, is it with the intention of Jalen as the starting quarterback this weekend?
Yeah, I have no new information for you guys. Like I said yesterday, he's progressing through the protocol.
Are you able to say if he's in the building today?
I got no new info for you guys here today. I'm sorry.
All right, let me give you some context on this, because I know this is it's vague and every player's different here, right? Some players clear very quickly, some players don't. So Tucker Bagley, he does our web stuff here right now, and he does video and all that. He would write for Warren Sharp's website, right? Warren Sharp, the NFL guy, the betting guy, Hugh, and they have a section on the website every week with injuries, especially for bettors, right? Bettors want to know what's going on with the injury report. So Tucker, for a while, it was his job to fill out, to kind of write up the injuries for every team in the NFL. So he would track concussions every week. So I asked him, Hugh, how odd is this, or how normal is this, that it goes on this long for concussion protocol? Here's what he told me. It is not normal to go 2 weeks without any progress through protocol. Usually it takes about 9 days. December 22nd, I don't know if my math is right on this. Was that 9 days ago, or was that well beyond 9 days ago? It was well beyond 9 days ago.
You looking at me, asking me?
I'm just asking. Asking.
Okay, that sound about
right. It's abnormal for it to take this long. Look, I hope he's ready to play. If I had a guest right now, he probably gets through the protocol, but I don't know. We're beyond the norm anyway. That's the reality of it. We're beyond how normally it takes for a player to get through protocol. It's a little bizarre. Sirianni's not very happy at being asked about this every day, and I have some concerns. 215-592-9494. Not just will he play, I think he will, but will he be rusty? Kyle, where do you come down on this as we are on Jalen Hurts' watch on January 7th? The concussion happened on December 22nd.
So I'm not sure how aware you are of this, but on Friday I was on that side of the glass hosting the show.
I did know about that.
And my take was that I'm very concerned that Jalen Hurts is going to be rusty in this game. I'm not as concerned that he's going to clear the concussion protocol. I think the signs point to that he will. I know it's weird and it's been a while, but my biggest concern is that he said 12 snaps in the span of a calendar month at quarterback. I like, for an offense that its bugaboo was always starting off slow, it did seem like the A.J. Brown thing after the Carolina game sort of forced them to look within and get things figured out, and they seem to have found a rhythm. Jalen Hurts talking to Tom Brady after the Steelers game about the rhythm and timing and how it felt really good, and it sort of felt like they were able to capture that finally. They started off fast again against the Commanders until Jalen Hurts got injured. I'm just worried that that's all going to be washed away now that he hasn't really played or practiced in about a month. And I'm not overly concerned about the Packers per se. My biggest concern going into this game is that we will be the reasons that we lose. We'll shoot ourselves in the foot, or we won't be prepared to play, or we'll be rusty, something like that. So that's my biggest concern going into this game, is that Jalen Hurts is just going to be a tick off, and it might take us a little bit to find that rhythm and timing.
You know, we could probably point back to times, Hugh, where he's had time off, whether he's been hurt or a bye or the start of the season, right? But the weird part about this is it's no practice. Like, he hasn't been on a practice field since, I don't know, Friday, December 20th? It's like, there's no reps. There's no dropbacks and just throwing to AJ. Forget the games he's missed the last 2 weeks. That's fine. But players miss a couple games here and there. That's not the biggest deal. It is bizarre to go 20-something days or whatever it's going to be without practicing.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I will also say this. We don't know enough about the concussion protocols as host, as layman, to understand what's going on. I think these things are forever evolving. There's been times where I forgot who had a concussion earlier this year, but he ended up playing. He had one on a Sunday and ended up playing the next Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's different for everybody, and the guidelines are different for everybody. So I'm not that concerned about it. I'll be more concerned about it come Wednesday. When Wednesday practice rolls around, and if Jalen's not out there, then there's probably a high probability that he's not going to play. And even if that's the case, I feel like we've seen enough from the small sampling size of the quarterbacks that we had a chance to see that we will still be okay in this game and give Jalen another week to get ready. Now, that's not me saying, and I have to be clear because, you know, all of a sudden there's a little bit of a quarterback controversy here. So I have to be clear
caused
in what I'm saying.
Caused by you.
I didn't cause it. I just saw what everybody else was thinking. But I feel like the matchup that we have, even though they've won 11 games, they're kind of coming in here a little banged up, bruised and battered, and we're fresh. So I think that the matchup favors us in that sense, even if Kenny Two Gloves is the quarterback under center.
Boy, that's a big ask. Pickett guy, but to beat the Packers with them having Jordan Love, like the Eagles were able to beat the Cowboys with Cooper Rush with Kenny Pickett, because Kenny Pickett's just as good or better than Cooper Rush, and so is Tanner McKee. Jordan Love versus Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, I like his chances. Jordan Love has regressed to a certain extent.
Yeah, but
year.
He's better than Kenny Pickett.
I didn't say that, but I feel like as a whole, we are better.
What about your guy, Tanner McKee?
Oh, I like Tanner. I'm not putting Tanner out there unless it's indeed necessary.
Well, I mean, let's make sure we get Jalen out there. Otherwise, he's going to be the number one or two on Sunday. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down? Are you concerned with the Hurts situation? He is still not out of protocol. Tomorrow is a very key day on that. But beyond just will he be able to clear and get in the game and, you know, start the game, he has not thrown a football to practice for weeks. He hasn't played since December 22nd. He's going to go about a month, as Kyle said, with 12 snaps. I think rust is very likely on Sunday. Hopefully you could push through. Chris in Middletown starts us off. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, Joe, Kyle, and Mr. Greenbeard.
Good morning, Chris. What's up? I like that name for him, Mr. Greenbeard.
Trying to give me this green beard, man.
Well, I mean, you lost the bet.
I did lose the bet.
And there's more evidence. We have NFL people from around the sport chiming in now. Yeah, he lost.
Hugh, listen, the defense gave up 17 points. You don't count the offensive touchdown.
I count.
Come on, you know.
I count what NFL, the stats say. that this defense gave 17.8 points a game. That's what it says.
Hey, nope. Joe, I want to let you know I got the call for jury duty on the Douglas trial, and I'm ready to go.
Okay, we're assembling.
I didn't even get a subpoena.
Subpoena.
No, listen, Hugh, stop your line because I'm very disappointed. I heard what you did. I heard you already hired Mr. Weasel out of Betts himself, Joe DeCamera, as your legal representative.
No, I didn't. Right? I don't even think if he's hired, he doesn't even know because he's leaving. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. No, so listen, I know how this goes. So, you know, and let's move on to important topics here because otherwise Kyle's going to get mad at me. So despite Hugh saying yesterday Jalen Stinks and Tanner McKee needs to start on Sunday.
He did say that.
Yep, out loud.
Yes, out loud. He said Jalen's terrible. Tanner McKee is the next big thing in Philadelphia. This is who we're going to move forward with to win as their new franchise quarterback. I'm not concerned about Jalen, and here's why I'm not concerned by Jalen, about Jalen's health. We have a 2,000-yard rusher in the backfield named Quadzilla Barkley, okay? This team is built to run the ball, and we're built off of our ability to run the ball. Now, with Jalen under center, we know the running game is far superior with him under center because of his ability to pull the ball and run. So his rusty timing with passing, I'm not concerned with because that's not the style of offense that we play where we light up the skies. We are a run ball. It's 1980s in Philadelphia. We run the ball and play what, Hugh Douglas? Dominant?
Play good defense.
No, don't say good. Defense. Come on now.
What? They do play really good. They play really good.
Dominant.
Really good defense.
Oh. Best in the league.
Defense. Number one defense, right? So if anything, this helps us because you ready for the glass being half full?
Oh, let's hear it.
This helps us because it forces Nick and Coach Goober to keep the main thing, which is run the damn ball and not to be last year's Ravens.
Well, that's important, yeah, because they coached their way right out of that football game. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Chris is not concerned here. And I understand the idea that we're going to run it with Saquon. We could be okay. Let's not forget, what was the moment that this city was the most excited this year? It was about a month ago. It was when they lit up the Steelers by throwing the football. The best version of the Eagles, of course, running the football. That's a big part of it. But being balanced, throwing the ball, too. They let's not pretend we don't need a big-time performance out of Hurts. We do. I mean, maybe not all four games to win a Super Bowl, but over the course of this, he's going to have to play really well. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, guys?
Jeff, good morning, buddy. What are you thinking?
While I am concerned a little bit about Jalen having rust, and the fact that he still probably has a concussion. I don't know how. Again, I don't know how that works either. As far as the protocol goes, I feel kind of confident he'll be able to play. But I'm really laying my head on the fact that this defense is way better than it was the first time we played the Packers. Like I don't even think honestly, I'm not going to say it's going to be a rout, but I don't think the Packers score more than 14 points.
That's good. Jeff, we're going to play some audio later of the Packers and some of the stuff coming out of their locker room yesterday. They've got some weird vibes coming in here. I think, Jeff, here's the way I'm feeling this morning. Like, the more I listened to them yesterday, the Eagles are obviously the better team. We're at home. I think if we can get up on them, they might roll over and we could win this game 28-14. My concern is I don't want to keep them in the game because they've got enough good players and Love's a good quarterback that I don't want it to be a 3-point game in the fourth quarter and all of a sudden they try to steal it and we're screwed. But I'm with you that if we can get up on them, our defense could shut them down. It could be a 10-point victory if we play well.
With everybody rested, I feel like they're going to lean on Saquon quite a bit, which they should. Ball control, keep the Packers offense off the field. And also, Jordan Love has a hand issue. Well, I guess it's a nerve in his elbow that's causing some numbness. That's probably a bigger deal for him playing in the game than it would be Jalen playing if Jalen's healthy and just hasn't played in a while.
Well, that hand, yeah, we'll see as the practice week goes on with them how big of a deal it is.
This guy can't, how is he going to be able to grip the ball? I mean, sure, it might be better by Sunday, but you know, that's a question mark too.
Well, so especially when he gets hit. Yeah, I mean, especially when we hit Love. I mean, he goes to the ground, that hand could be, you know, could hurt again. Jeff, man, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we got a lot to talk about here today. Jalen Hurts is still in concussion protocol. Are you concerned? I mean, he's not cleared yet. And if he is cleared, the rust factor. He's going to have 12 snaps from the end of the Steelers game on, what was that, December 15th?
Something like that.
To kick off this weekend, which is like, you know, January 12th or whatever the date's going to be. That's a month. Basically a month where he's going to have 12 total snaps. There's going to be rust. Does it concern you? Your call's on that. Plus, what insiders are saying about Hurts' progress through the protocol and the likelihood that he does play on Sunday. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about today. Your phone calls. Are you concerned about the Hurts situation? We'll hit that next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.